So as many of you know, my job is not to be the primary preacher here this morning, but this morning I do get to preach to you. My primary job here at West End is community groups, spiritual formation. We think that spiritual formation is best done in the context of groups and relationships. Our vision and mission here at West End is to connect and transform, and we think that group life, Bible studies, covenant discipleship groups, Sunday morning classes are places to connect and places for transformation. And so, like all good young pastors who are looking to be very good at their job, I turn to the Harvard Business Review. In the Harvard Business Review, I found an article that told me how I can get people to do what I want them to do. And so, in this article, it talked a lot about social identities and that we are all part of various social identities throughout our weeks and throughout our lives. One of the largest social identities is that of your neighborhood. Where you live is a huge part of your social identity. And in the article, it talked about putting solar panels on your house. The greatest indicator of whether or not you have solar panels on your house has less to do with your commitment to energy efficiency or environmental stewardship, and more to do with whether or not other people in your neighborhood have the same social identity. It also has to do with, obviously, socioeconomic level and opportunity in various neighborhoods and spaces, but it has a lot to do with the different social identity that you're a part of. The same thing's true with going to the gym. If you identify with the social identity of health and wellness, in that space, you're more likely to buy products or experience that identity than you are to identify yourself as a bookworm or a wine drinker or any of the other spaces and places that we might be in. And so with the help of this article, I formulated a plan to create a social identity at West End where each one of you will rush to the tables in Reed Hall to join a community group, because that's what we do here at West End, and that is our social identity. But like every young, good pastor that's trying to do the best for her congregation, I decided to also turn to another book. This time I turned to the scriptures, and I turned specifically to this scripture passage this morning in John. John 15, it says, "Love one another. If you obey my commandments, you are my friends. You are considered friends of the creator of the universe." And so I'm thinking a lot about what it means to be friends with Christ, what it means to be a friend. And so I look at another example of friendship in our society. With a click of a button, you can request friendship of someone. And then on the other side of the computer, another person can click a button and whammo, you're friends. And then in the context of this book of faces, we experience a list of algorithms where you click on a specific link or a video of a panda bears playing in the snow, and all of those people that also like that become more and more your friends. It's based on what it is that you like that continues to show things to you on your home feed. And in addition to that, it's also based on a little bit of a self-aggrandizement. No one really shares their authentic self on this social media. However much I love to use this and find that there are benefits within it, I don't think this is the definition of friendship that Christ has for us this morning. You see, Christ talks about what it means to be friendship. He says, "You're no longer my servants, because the servant has no idea what the master is doing. But I call you my friends, because friends know what God is doing. Friends are a part of that and participate in that. And therefore, as friends of Christ, we get to come to a place, the church, where we get to bring our authentic selves, or try our best to bring our authentic selves. And we get to talk about what God is doing in the world, who God is, however difficult and impossible it might be to express the mystery of the creator of the universe. We get to come to a place and come together based on our differences in personalities, differences in opinions, differences in the way that we express God, and that brings us together in Christian community. One of the best examples of this is this friendship bringing together is a book. When we have a book, the author has written to help understand something, and the reader reads to help understand something, and however limited the book may be to express or share a specific thing, those people are brought together by a common knowledge, a common understanding, by their differences. Much like the magnets, as I was talking about this morning, of opposites attracting. You see, the Bible has a lot of differences in it, and it pulls us together in the same way. Michael last week was talking about the beginnings of each of the Gospels. Mark begins with the baptism narrative, the baptism of the Lord. Matthew and Luke begin with the nativity. John, this morning, our reading for this morning, John begins in the beginning, in the very beginning of everything. These are different and paint drastically different pictures of the ways in which we see God and we tell the story of Christ. And yet, they're all pulled together in this holy word, in the best way that we can know God. You see, sometimes we take the Bible and we put it into our little machine and we crank the wheel out and all of a sudden comes out a list of rules that we need to follow, a list of things we need to do, and so we look at the rules and we say, okay, I'm not doing that good. Okay, I should do that next week. But when we do that to the Bible, we miss this magnetic field that brings us together in our very different interpretations of what Scripture looks like and the ability to build friendship with one another. But as you well know, difference can be incredibly challenging. To listen, to share the way you see it, and ask another person to share the way that they see it. Difference is difficult. Therefore, Jesus has another teaching in the scripture passage this morning. He puts it right between his command to love and his command that we are his friends if we obey commandments. He says, friendship is when you're willing to lay down your life for another. I think what Jesus is literally talking about here is Christ's laid down his life for us. God became a human being, laying down all that was God and is God, but yet incorporating it into a human person and experiencing suffering for us. And this grace is the foundation of all of our friendships. But also, there's a metaphorical laying down of each one of our own lives as we approach difference in another. We lay down our comfort zones. We lay down our assumptions and presuppositions. And we say, I would love to listen to you. I would love to experience a little bit of the way that you see and experience life. I saw a great example of it this past week, and surprisingly, at the Golden Globes, the rapper Common and his sidekick John Legend won the best song in a movie for his song Glory in the recent film Selma. And during his acceptance speech, he actually talked about the transformation that he experienced by working on this movie. This is what he says. As I got to know the people of the civil rights movement, I realized I am the hopeful black woman who was denied her right to vote. I am the caring white supporter killed on the front lines of freedom. I am the unarmed black kid who maybe needed a hand, but instead was given a bullet. I am the fallen police officer murdered in the line of duty. Selma has awakened my humanity. Common, in his privilege, prestige, fame, and obviously money, decided to have solidarity, decided to journey to the other side to lay down some of his comfort zone and talk about the people, past, present, and future, that he is in community with, that he has chosen to be friends and in relationship. You see, as I approached these weeks coming to Lynn, I wanted to create a meta-social identity where each one of you will join a group here. And that is still an opportunity for you. But I think that friendship with Christ looks less like a meta-social identity and more like a solidarity, like the hymn in Galatians 5, where you're neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, woman nor man, but you're all one in Christ Jesus, one in the friendship with the creator of the universe. And so you have the opportunity to take all of your differences, lay aside some of those assumptions of social identity, and be friends with one another and share the ineffable, mysterious God and what God is doing in the world.